Australia, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. The Commonwealth of Australia is a country in the Southern Hemisphere comprising the world's smallest continent and a number of islands in the Southern, Indian and Pacific Oceans. Australia's neighbouring countries are Indonesia, East Timor and Papua New Guinea to the north, the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu and New Caledonia to the northeast, and New Zealand to the southeast. The continent of Australia has been inhabited for over 40,000 years by Indigenous Australians. After sporadic visits by fishermen from the north and by European explorers and merchants starting in the 17th century, the eastern half of the continent was claimed by the British in 1770 and officially settled as the penal colony of New South Wales on 26th of January 1788. As the population grew and new areas were explored, another five largely self-governing crown colonies were successfully established over the course of the 19th century. Origin and history of the name. The name Australia is derived from the Latin Australis, meaning southern. Legends of an unknown southern land, Terra Australis Incognita, date back to Roman times and were commonplace in medieval geography, but they were not based on any actual knowledge of the continent. The Dutch adjectival form Australisch, Australian, in the sense of southern, was used by Dutch officials in Batavia to refer to the newly discovered land to the south as early as 1638. The first English language writer to use the word Australia was Alexander Dalrymple in An Historical Collection of Voyages and Discoveries in the South Pacific Ocean, published in 1771. He used the term to refer to the entire South Pacific region, not specifically to the Australian continent. In 1793, George Shaw and Sir James Smith published Zoology and Botany of New Holland, in which they wrote of the vast island, or rather continent, of Australia, Australasia, or New Holland. The name Australia was popularized by the 1814 work A Voyage to Terra Australis by the navigator Matthew Flinders. Despite its title, which reflected the view of the Admiralty, Flinders used the word Australia in the book, which was widely read and gave the term general currency. Governor Lachlan Macquarie of New South Wales subsequently used the word in his dispatches to England. In 1817, he recommended that it be officially adopted. In 1824, the British Admiralty agreed that the continent should be known officially as Australia. The word Australia in Australian English is pronounced as either Australia, Australia, or Australia. History. The first human habitation of Australia is estimated to have occurred between 42,000 and 48,000 years ago. The first Australians were the ancestors of the current Indigenous Australians. They arrived via land bridges and short sea crossings from present-day Southeast Asia. Most of these people were hunter-gatherers with a complex oral culture and spiritual values based on reverence for the land and a belief in the dreamtime. The Torres Strait Islanders, ethnically Melanesian, inhabited the Torres Strait Islands and parts of far north Queensland. They possessed distinct cultural practices from the Aborigines. The first undisputed recorded European sighting of the Australian continent was made by Dutch navigator Willem Jans, who sighted the coast of Cape York Peninsula in 1606. During the 17th century, the Dutch charted the whole of the western and northern coastlines of what they called New Holland, but made no attempt at settlement. In 1770, James Cook sailed along and mapped the east coast of Australia, which he named New South Wales, and claimed for Britain. The expedition's discoveries provided impetus for the establishment of a penal colony there, following the loss of the American colonies that had previously filled that role. The British Crown Colony of New South Wales started with the establishment of a settlement at Port Jackson by Captain Arthur Phillip on 26 January 1788. This date was later to become Australia's National Day, Australia Day. Van Diemen's Land, now known as Tasmania, was settled in 1803 and became a separate colony in 1825. Britain formally claimed the western part of Australia in 1829. Separate colonies were created from parts of New South Wales, South Australia in 1836, Victoria in 1851, and Queensland in 1859. The Northern Territory was founded in 1863 as part of the province of South Australia. Victoria and South Australia were founded as free colonies, that is, they were never penal colonies, although the former did receive some convicts from Tasmania. Western Australia was also founded free, but later accepted transported convicts due to an acute labour shortage. The transportation of convicts to Australia was phased out between 1840 and 1868. The indigenous Australian population, estimated at about 350,000 at the time of European settlement, reference 2, declined steeply for 150 years following settlement, mainly because of infectious disease and forced migration, the removal of children, and other colonial government policies that some historians and indigenous Australians have argued could be considered to constitute genocide by today's understanding. Reference 3. Such interpretations of Aboriginal history are disputed by some as being exaggerated or fabricated for political or ideological reasons. Reference 4 and 5. This debate is known within Australia as the History Wars. Following the 1967 referendum, the federal government gained the power to implement policies and make laws with respect to Aborigines. Traditional ownership of land, native title, was not recognised until the High Court case, Mabo versus Queensland No. 2, overturned the notion of Australia as terra nullius at the time of European occupation. A gold rush began in Australia in the early 1850s, and the Eureka Stockade Rebellion in 1854 was an early expression of nationalist sentiment. Between 1855 and 1890, the six colonies individually gained responsible government, managing most of their own affairs while remaining part of the British Empire. The Colonial Office in London retained control of some matters, notably foreign affairs, defence, and international shipping. On 1st of January 1901, the Federation of the Colonies was achieved after a decade of planning, consultation, and voting, and the Commonwealth of Australia was born as a dominion of the British Empire. The Australian Capital Territory was formed from New South Wales in 1911 to provide a location for the proposed new federal capital of Canberra. Melbourne was the capital from 1901 to 1927. The Northern Territory was transferred from the control of the South Australian government to the Commonwealth in 1911. Australia willingly participated in World War I, reference 6. Many Australians regard the defeat of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, ANZACS, at Gallipoli as the birth of the nation, its first major military action. Much like Gallipoli, the Kokoda Track campaign is regarded by many as a nation-defining battle from World War II. The Statute of Westminster, 1931, formally ended most of the constitutional links between Australia and Britain, but Australia did not adopt the statute until 1942. The shock of Britain's defeat in Asia in 1942 and the threat of Japanese invasion caused Australia to turn to the United States as a new ally and protector. Since 1951, Australia has been a formal military ally of the US under the auspices of the ANZUS Treaty. After World War II, Australia encouraged mass immigration from Europe. Since the 1970s and the abolition of the White Australia policy, immigration from Asia and other parts of the world was also encouraged. As a result, Australia's demography, culture, and image of itself were radically transformed. The final constitutional ties between Australia and Britain ended in 1986 with the passing of the Australia Act 1986. Ending any British role in the Australian states, and ending judicial appeals to the UK Privy Council. Australian voters rejected a move to become a republic in 1999 by a 55% majority, reference 7, but the result is generally viewed in terms of dissatisfaction with the specifics of the proposed republican model, rather than attachment to the monarchy. Since the election of the Whitlam government in 1972, there has been an increasing focus on the nation's future as a part of the Asia-Pacific region. Politics. The Commonwealth of Australia is a constitutional monarchy and has a parliamentary system of government. Queen Elizabeth II is the Queen of Australia, a role that is distinct from her position as Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom. The Queen is nominally represented by the Governor-General, although the Constitution gives extensive executive powers to the Governor-General, these are normally exercised only on the advice of the Prime Minister. The most notable exercise of the Governor-General's reserved powers outside the Prime Minister's direction was the dismissal of the Whitlam government in the constitutional crisis of 1975, reference 8. There are three branches of government: the Legislature, the Commonwealth Parliament comprising the Queen, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Queen is represented by the Governor-General, who in practice exercises little or no power over the Parliament. The Executive, the Federal Executive Council, the Governor-General as advised by the Executive Councillors. In practice, the Councillors are the Prime Minister and the Ministers of the State, whose advice the Governor-General accepts, with rare exceptions. The Judiciary, the High Court of Australia and other federal courts. The State Courts become formally independent from the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council when the Australia Act was passed in 1986. The bicameral Commonwealth Parliament consists of the Queen, the Senate, the upper house of 76 senators, and a House of Representatives, the lower house of 150 members. Members of the lower house are elected from single-member constituencies, commonly known as electorates or seats. Seats in the House of Representatives are allocated to states on the basis of population. In the Senate, each state, regardless of population, is represented by 12 senators, with the Australian Capital Territory and the Northern Territory each electing two. Elections for both chambers are held every 3 years. Typically, only half of the Senate seats are put to each election, because the senators have overlapping 6-year terms. The party with majority support in the House of Representatives forms government, with its leader becoming Prime Minister. There are three major political parties: the Labour Party, the Liberal Party, and the National Party. Independent members and several minor parties, including the Greens, Family First, and the Australian Democrats, have achieved representation in Australian parliaments, mostly in upper houses, although their influence has been marginal. Since the 1996 election, the Liberal National Coalition, led by the Prime Minister John Howard, has been in power in Canberra. In the 2004 election, the coalition won control of the Senate, the first time that a party or coalition of governing parties has done so while in government in more than 20 years. The Labour Party is in power in every state and territory. Voting is compulsory in each state and territory and at the federal level. States and territories. Australia consists of 6 states, 2 major mainland territories, and other minor territories. Their states are New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and Western Australia. The 2 major mainland territories are the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory. In most respects, the territories function similarly to the states, but the Commonwealth Parliament can override any legislation of their parliaments. By contrast, federal legislation overrides state legislation only with respect to certain areas, as set out in Section 51 of the Constitution. All residual legislative powers are retained by the state parliaments, including powers over hospitals, education, police, the judiciary, roads, public transport, and local government. Each state and territory has its own legislature, unicameral in the case of the Northern Territory, the ACT and Queensland, and bicameral in the remaining states. The lower house is known as the Legislative Assembly, House of Assembly in South Australia and Tasmania, and the upper house the Legislative Council. The heads of the governments in each state and territory are called premiers and chief ministers, respectively. The Queen is represented in each state by a governor. An administrator in the Northern Territory and the Governor General in the ACT have analogous roles. Australia also has several minor territories. The federal government administers a separate area within New South Wales, the Jervis Bay Territory, as a naval base and seaport for the national capital. In addition, Australia has the following inhabited external territories: Norfolk Island, Christmas Island, Cocos or Keeling Islands, and several largely uninhabited external territories: Ashmore and Cartier Islands, Coral Sea Islands, Heard Island and McDonald Islands, and the Australian Antarctic Territory. Foreign relations and military. Over recent decades, Australia's foreign relations have been driven by a close association with the United States through the ANZUS Pact and by a desire to develop relationships with Asia and the Pacific, particularly through ASEAN and the Pacific Islands Forum. In 2005, Australia secured an inaugural seat at the East Asia Summit following its accession to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation. Australia is a member of the Commonwealth of Nations, in which the Commonwealth Heads of Government meetings provide the main forum for cooperation. Much of Australia's diplomatic energy is focused on international trade liberalisation. Australia led the formation of the Cairns Group and APEC, and is also a member of the OECD and the WTO. Australia has pursued several major bilateral free trade agreements, most recently the US-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Australia is a founding member of the United Nations and maintains an international aid program under which some 60 countries receive assistance. The 2005-2006 budget provides Australian $2.5 billion for development assistance, reference 9. As a percentage of GDP, this contribution is less than that of the UN Millennium Development Goals. Australia's armed forces, the Australian Defence Force ADF, comprise the Royal Australian Navy RAN, the Australian Army, and the Royal Australian Air Force RAAF. All branches of the ADF have been involved in UN and regional peacekeeping, most recently in East Timor, the Solomon Islands, and Sudan. Disaster relief and armed conflict, including the 2003 invasion of Iraq. The government appoints the Chief of the Defence Force from one of the armed services. The current chief is Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston. In 2005-2006, the defence budget is Australian $17.5 billion, reference 8. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.